puns and little puns. Welcome to another episode of Jesse and Wilder's Guide to Life. I'm Jesse, that's Wilder, and it's gonna be a silly one, I think. Yeah. You want to tell them what's the word right now? What the good word is?
We took our legs and we took a great big leap into the century that we're in. McGrath has been begging me for decades that people want to see our faces. I don't know how that's possible, but I was basically just using a pile of sticks and some envelopes as my laptop for the last 7 years, and now I have a new one and I can handle it, baby. Put some more weights on the barbell. I'm ready to fucking rock.
About time, dude. Hell yeah. We're gonna see. I mean, it's gross looking at him. I should say first. I regret this a little bit.
A little bit more of me, even.
Yeah. Now I have full nips. What's cool is like they can't see you, so I could just tell them, you know, like he's shirtless. He's got sort of tassels on his bare nipples.
Yeah, he's saying exactly the truth. Oh, yeah. This is great. This is actually what will get my mom to stop listening.
Oh, man. So maybe this will make it to social. It probably won't because it never does.
I don't know, dude. I'm finna say some funny stuff tonight.
Oh, shit. He brought the funny ones. Damn.
You know what else I brought? A dictionary, for that was the answer to the riddle.
Okay, great. Obviously, I forgot the riddle. You don't need to repeat it. In fact, you shouldn't.
Shout out to Jonathan Amadeus Bananas, who sent me the answer to the riddle the day the episode came out.
Did he text? He texted it to you, or what?
Said dictionary, bitch.
Wow.
And I was on vacation and did not see that until much later. And I was under the influence of 8 trillion gin and tonics when I read it, so I did not understand what Jonathan Amadeus Bananas was talking about.
Did you figure it out on your own, or did you ask him like a clown and then he had
in
to
the
explain
morning
it to you?
When I came back around to review it, I saw you had answered the riddle correctly. Very good, Johnny. A big pat on the head for you.
Yeah. We can't set the precedent that answering it will get you a shout out, because.
And look, I believe you, Johnny. I believe you this time.
Right. Yeah, but right, like, exactly, exactly.
Everyone can take... I didn't write these. Spoiler alert. Anyone could take a Google to it, so...
I do want to shout out, somebody suggested, because we were at an impasse between riddles and prayer, that you should do riddles about sort of prayer and psalms and hymns.
Good. I'm glad that... I've did this 2 times in a row, and now everyone thinks I'm capable of cranking it up a notch. Let's make it more advanced.
Yeah, step it. Go ahead and step it up.
These people are begging for whatever I... What the hell was it that I... If you don't got the crunch, don't eat the munch.
No, don't even say it. You can't say
Where
it.
Where did that start? I don't know. To do this right now. Tell them about Farm.
Okay. If you insist. Today we're talking about Farm...
Yeah.
Farming? Farms. It has to be farming, right? I guess it's all...
Just farm, dude.
Okay. My experience on farm... I have a lot of experience farming.
Sure.
If you include Stardew Valley, which you should. I inherited that farm from my dead grandfather, fair and square.
That's crazy. I also inherited a farm from my dead grandfather in Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to like a farm on a field trip as a child and say, "Bruh, this is boring. Aquarium, please." Something like
that.
Yeah,
kids that were hyped on farms, like huge virgins.
I'm hyped. Yes, I'm hyped on them now.
Are you
a virgin now? Still. I was one of the kids that was like, "Get me to the skating rink."
Well, I think like when you're a kid, there's like, especially when you're a boy, you know, it's like you get to pick between like farm, like plus tractors. I feel like those two go together. Like trains, you could have been train kid.
Were you like a a tractor boy? You playing with your tractors?
Yeah, I was a tractor boy until I had a procedure where they had to undo that, you know. It's a physical deformity. I had big, gigantic wheels instead of legs. No, I wasn't a tractor boy. Were you? Did you?
My alleged brother, Jack the Guy Shaw, was a big construction Bob the Builder. It was Bob the Builder's era, bro.
Sure.
Bob ran that town. I wasn't into it. I did. I liked farm as a boy, though. I had little toy naminals and little toy, tractors, but mostly the animals and the fences, dude. I was hyped on the fences.
The fences? I never heard something more boring in my life. What are you doing?
But now farm is cool. Farm is, like, trendy.
But it sounds like you like farm now, and you liked farm then because you liked fences. So
I did
you
not want to go to a farm, dude.
Huge verge. Okay.
I didn't want to go to, like, a garden.
Garden better than farm. Garden better than farm. Hate to tell you.
So boring.
Always has been.
You can't farm even eat it.
Sucks, dude.
I mean, there's a garden in the farm. I think garden is sometimes inside farm.
Nah, I don't think so. I think if you're growing stuff on farm, it's your farm stuff. You don't get to have both. So I want to start with a category. Guys, it sucks looking at each other. It's weird. So distracting.
Yes, it is. I've never seen your room before.
Oh, yeah, you never even seen this house. I have much better lighting than Wilder.
People don't even know that we're not even in the same room.
Yeah, they probably have a guess.
They think that we sit and just look at each other.
Nose to nose.
One foot apart at a table.
Yeah, we share one microphone in between us. Mm-hmm. I think animals is a good place to start with farm. Can I tell you a huge one, dude? Yep. Chickens and roosters? Ugh.
So, I hate birds, as you know.
I hate
birds. Fuck them all, except for a few. Obviously, my penguin is my favorite animal. Doesn't count. I mostly agree. Fuck chickens and roosters for sure can go straight to hell. Fucking narcs of the century, dude.
And what do they even do? They don't even do anything.
Mm,
blah, 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 blah. Every fucking morning. Stop it.
So boring. But chickens are sometimes all right.
Give me a for example, because they stink to high heaven.
A little chick is very cute.
Little chick.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There he is. And also, one time I met this black chicken at a friend of the enemy and friend of the guide's, Justin Bolus' wedding, who was just wandering through the house. Her name was Marsha. Marsha was I didn't mind Marsha for some reason. I usually would have freaked out if there was a chicken in the house, but like Marsha was I. We had an understanding.
Oh my god, it was in the house?
Yeah, bro, we just walked through the kitchen and Marsha would just plucking around all over there.
Chicken in the house feels so strongly like a no to me.
And seems like a guarantee on a farm. But what do you give farm in general? A 2?
Why is it a 2? I guess it's a 2 because it provides me yummy treats, but like
yummy treats, and then there's all kinds of for all the nasty critters, there's cute critters.
Okay, tell me a cute critter. So I'm gonna put rooster 1, and I'll give chicken 2 because it give me egg.
Yeah, because egg, dude.
Cute critter that you like?
A bunch of them, dude. All the furry ones, goats, little barnyard kitten. How about like a little like the farmer's dog, dude? Some kind of collie, a beautiful shepherd or something.
It has to be beautiful. That's a requirement. What about a pig, dude? A 2 or a 1?
Yeah, a little pot belly pig. I love him.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a 2. I can't beat
2. What about like a domesticated one?
No, this is what I think about farm animals in general. I think big farm. Not big pharma, not to be mistaken for big pharma. Big pharma puts these ideas in our head with toys and cartoons and babe. And it's like, look at all these animals. They're so cute. They're friends. The animals are not that cute. And they fucking stink, bruv. It's so stinky.
But in our farm, the animals don't die.
What about when you take them to turn them to bacon and whatnot?
We don't turn them to bacon.
Huh.
We get, how about this? me and you, this is the dream, me and you live on separate farms next door to each other.
Nightmare. Already a nightmare.
And then
go on.
We take each other's critters. So we don't have to feel bad. We get to keep ours. And then I'll eat your pig, and then you can eat my cow.
I'll only agree to it if we have
That's
to take
each life, baby.
We have to take each other's critters in secret. So if I want bacon, I have to sort of design a heist to steal your pig.
Yeah, dude. I think this is basically what Yellowstone is about.
I think so too.
I have not seen I saw the first couple episodes during COVID, and it was too boring even for COVID.
Man, the show, it really blew up. The show is nuts boring. And, like, how many... So, spoilers for Yellowstone. I haven't seen most of it. I've just watched it in the background while someone else is watching it. A lot of people get shot in that show. How many people could feasibly... It seems like everyone in that county has been shot. Because every episode, at least, like, one or two people's getting shot. Someone's dying. What are there, like, 400 people that live in those city limits? Like, how... You're killing off a huge portion of the population.
All I know is that Kevin Costner sucks.
Does he really suck for a good reason, or do you just hate him?
I don't really have anything against Kevin Costner. Okay. He's fine. He's very pretty good for farm.
I'm going to put Kevin Costner
farmer
as
Farmer is a category. I think farmer is a category.
Okay, sure.
You know about that? There's a new dating show, Farmer Wants a Wife.
Is that new? But I
don't know. I saw it for the first time.
Yeah. Is it any good?
No, I saw a trailer for it.
I think dating farmer is a one. You're in it for the wrong reasons, pal. I'll tell you another thing that's a one to me. A little, you know, sometimes on these California highways, maybe they have them in other places too, I don't know. You'll see like fruit stands. There'll be like a couple of them, a little bit, you know, almost like a little farmer's market. Maybe there's a couple of farmers there. Let's say you come up on two farmers. They got the identical looking produce, identical prices, all the same stuff. Signage is comparable.
Yep.
Only difference is one of the farmers is hot and one of them's kind of an uggo. I think I want my produce from an uggo. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess.
I just think a hot farmer, it's like, okay, you already got one thing going.
Yeah, it's like, how good are you at farming?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, think about like if a fisherman got off the boat and he was like, if that dude's ugly as fuck, I'm like, that fish is going to go crazy. That fish is going to slam so hard.
Yeah.
But if he's like a hunk, like, he whips back his wet hair. I'm like, no way. You're in it. Get out of here, peacocking.
What about Charlotte's Web?
I mean, what are you saying? Where do you want to put it? I don't know what that is.
What about it? What is it again? If there's a spider, she's Charlotte. There's
the
a
titular
pig.
Charlotte. Yep.
Is that a pig? Who's the pig?
I don't know, dude. You brought it up.
thought maybe you'd know about Charlotte's Web.
I just don't know where to put that. I mean, fake farm. I guess our whole basis is fake farm, so I can't shoot you down too much. But
how about food? Consumables. I love it all, frankly. Grow all the veggies. Every last one of them. You're thinking of a sick fucking garden, like a food, like a produce garden?
Yeah, that's tight. Okay, here's what I'll say. I think trees, so like having an orchard, that's a three to me because it's beautiful. And then like there's kind of like, yeah, that's to me, that's a good one. Trees, orchard. I got a two, maybe a one. Dude, corn. You got that spooky corn, dude. I love corn, but you are
but
destined
is it
to be murdered, right? Like it's not if but when.
And like at best a teenager drives a pickup truck through it and fucks it all up.
Oh, my God. Or some aliens land in it, dude. You are asking for it.
Yeah, corms are going to be very pretty good. Because I love corms. I love to toss them on the barbecue.
So good. But, like, you're creating this scary little trap for yourself.
Too spooky for me. Yeah, what about, like, I guess every veggie, dude. I don't even like okra, but, like, fucking grow it.
To me,
I want lettuces and mints and basil. I want you ever watch like a food show when someone goes to their fucking supplier and the guy's like, I've been working on this green, and they're like, oh, it tastes like radicchio and basil. I want to be that guy.
Yeah. Bonus point in the lab, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You come out and you're like, oh yeah, I got this new jack. You never had a fucking apple like this, brother. Take a chomp out of it, baby.
Hell yeah, science farmer is a three.
I don't know. They get too powerful, dude. all veggies, I think I want to put a 2. Because we, I don't want to sit here and list every vegetable. That would be insane.
Fine, but like, fine.
Because I'm thinking not just like, do I like the veggie, right? Like okra, sure, we don't like it, whatever. I'm thinking a couple of things. Number one, aesthetically, I think like trees inarguably cooler than like little fucking lettuce heads.
Yeah, but like, oh my God, picking them from the trees, dude. Ooh, you want to go apple picking all the time?
That's the sick part. You get the fucking, the little claw, you know, that you reach up and you're kind of scooping them out with that lacrosse stick.
I don't want to go apple picking. That sounds, I don't want to do it in regular life. You want to fucking
bend over and pluck cauliflower out of the damn soil? That sounds so much worse.
Well, I don't want to do, oh, very quite lit, servants.
Oh, no.
Employees, we call them today.
Yeah, 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 man, yeah.
But I prefer them to be servants.
Oh, no. Where do we even put that? I guess, like, that needs its own category. We need another category.
The farmhouse is a category, bro.
Yeah, that's
big ranch houses are spooky because they go on forever. You don't know what's going on the other side of that house.
But I do think it's a 2 because I think they're sick.
Yeah, they're cool as hell.
I think, like, livestock to me sounds like a 1. It's, like, very sad. It stinks to high shit. Like, it's...
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I just want it to be a petting zoo, dude.
Yeah, I could tell, which is not actually even in name a farm. It is fully a zoo. What about a sheep? When you're, if is that, does that count as farming if you're like a wool? Are you a wool farmer?
No, that's a good one. I like a sheep and a lamb.
I'm going to put those as 2 because there's still things involved. Like,
yeah, and they hang creatures around, and then we barely even eat them.
Farmhouse, dude, I'll tell you what I need in my farmhouse. I need a big old screen door, dude. Need one of them big fuckers that slam shut. I'll fix it someday.
And I need a lemonade porch. Oh
my God, lemonade. You are turning it into plantation a little too quick here.
I'm not turning it into a dang plantation. We're not. We're still making corn. Making. I want a lemonade porch. I'll make it myself.
Put lemonade porch on here.
I want like one porch that's for lemonade. One porch that's for cigar and whiskey. One porch different that's porches, for puppet shows. There's a porch on every side of the house. So there's 4 porches.
Still counts as just one porch. They're connected, I assume. Yes?
Sometimes. Well, what it is there's a secret, like in Clue, from one side of the house, there's like a secret passageway to the other porch.
I like a big, full house porch on the bottom floor, but then my primary bedroom where I lay my head, it's got its own little deck.
A 2-story?
Yeah, 2-story.
2-story farmhouse.
Yeah, they have them. I synced them.
Like a barn?
That way you can see over your... Oh, I want a
sick barn, dude.
Barn, dude.
Sick barn.
So maybe instead of farmhouse, dude, buildings.
Hell yeah.
Barn, it's a 3. They're always kind of run down, huh? You ever seen a new barn? I don't think they exist. They're all kind of old.
I want a big spooky silo in that thing, too.
Gotta have a silo. It is a 2 just because it feels like only bad stuff happens in the old silo, huh?
I went to a wedding that was in a barn.
Haven't we all?
The bathrooms were in silos.
Was that cool or scary?
It was super scary.
Yeah, it sounds no good to me.
I thought that Jeepers Creepers was going to come plummeting in through the ceiling and slash me to death.
He got someone that night. It just wasn't you, luckily. I guess you do need a big, old fucking tractor, huh? Big tractor's a 3.
Gotta have like a lot of vehicles.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, big tractor is a 3. Dude, you know what I want desperately? One of the side-by-sides, like those, side-by-side is like, it's almost like when you see those like all-terrain, like basically golf carts. It's like a 4-wheel vehicle. Oh,
yeah.
That I need, dude. I need it for...
Gotta have.
Circling the perimeter. And a track, dude,
for racing them.
Yeah, if you have all that prop, you gotta do like a dirt bike track or a paintball course, something cool.
Brewery. On site.
Yeah. I guess that's a...
I want to like use... Oh, here's what I want. Fucking listen up, boy. I want... It's going to be Stardew Valley. All the berries I'm growing, I got a separate place to make that into jam. And then I'm taking this jam and I'm sticking a little label with my face on it.
Mm-hmm. ugly. Got it.
Farmer Wabu's Secret Jam.
Oh, no. Secret Jam.
What the listeners don't know is that I'm dressed like a cowboy.
Well, I already told them how you were dressed. Shirtless with pasties. But
yeah, that's true.
He does have a little hat on. He's doing a little cosplay. He looks not like a farmer. He looks like a boy who's about to have his 8th birthday party, and it's fucking cowboy themed.
I look like someone who would have been a correspondent on like a news show during COVID.
Oh man.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so you brought something up that I think is excellent. Brewery slash,
of course I did,
winery, like a vineyard. Those are both very quite lit.
Yeah, boy. And vineyard. Would you put it at the top of a mountain for me, please?
I feel like they have to, right? Seems like they gotta have that hilly.
Oh, and the farm is by water.
Can you? Is that? Do they do that? They got water farms. Yeah. Okay.
So I got fishies too. I got all kinds of stuff in my farm. Oysties, clams.
Oh, you're farming that too.
Ooh, bro, I don't want to grow garlic on my farm, please. Too stinky. Too smelly.
I feel like it would kill you for, I mean, you specifically, you're a vampire, but it would kill you for the smell. Sure. Like, you would never want to have garlic again.
No, and I mean, you've driven through Gilroy. You're not even on the farm, and you could smell that shit. Imagine living there. Good grief. You think you just always smell like garlic?
For sure. For sure.
Like, your skin smells like garlic?
That's just how you live your life, unfortunately, at that point.
I do not like that. I want to make all kinds of fixins, bro. I want to make peanut butter. I want to make champagne.
I agree. Make the... What do you call... I guess fixins. I don't know. You want to turn your berries into jam?
Yeah. I just want to... I'm pretty much just pulling from Stardew Valley at this point.
Right. You want to sort of process your goods in a way. You want to make jerky, and you want to...
I want to just constant motion. Influx of products, baby.
Yeah, you're milking the goat to make the cheese, selling the cheese to buy your whatever else to do the other thing, and then you're in the mines, and you're slaying little ooze creatures, and you're collecting your boots of +1 defense. Yeah.
Are those the only animals? What about, like, ducks and stuff? I like ducks. A duck.
Ducks are on farms?
Why not? Got a pond.
I'll give him a 2, dude. I can't give a bird a 3, unfortunately. It's not happening.
Duck is... I don't have a problem with a nice mallard. You like a mallard?
It's because it's like looking in a mirror for you.
Well, that's true.
I just don't need them. What do they do for me? And ducks got those weird
lizards,
wieners.
Please. Don't like lizards. Don't like bugs and lizards. And that seems like a guarantee with a farm.
Yeah, I suppose so. Bugs obviously is a no. What if
creepy crawlies are out, dude.
Yeah, creepy crawlies. Right.
But, hold on. No, I got one fucking big old Komodo dragon that guards the entrance and freaks the hell out of people when they try to cross into my property. When they're there to steal my fucking livestock or whatever. And they open the gate quietly and they creep onto my property and then... whatever it does.
Do Komodo dragons, are they... Do they attack?
Don't know, but they're huge, right?
Yeah, they're big. I gotta look this up. Do Komodo dragons
don't
eat
they shoot
people?
Like lightning out of their mouths or something?
Oh, occasionally they attack and bite humans. Sometimes they consume human corpses, digging up bodies from shallow graves. Excuse?
Oh no. Oh my god, they're so ew. Holy shit, they're so scary.
Bro, digging up?
Oh my god, you see this picture of them fighting? Holy shit, they're like dinosaurs.
Golly. They're so big.
I got 2 of them. Jesus. Crab and Goyle, I name them, and they sit in front of the fucking gate, and they guard from intruders.
Security.
Imagine the amount of shit that would come out of your butthole if you walked up to a farmhouse and there were 2 fucking Komodo dragons there.
Yeah, it sucks because we've already agreed to, like, do this thing where we're stealing each other's livestock. That's really gonna...
But we've learned the tricks. Like, you already know that if you play a certain song on the flute, they fall asleep.
This is like a Legend of Zelda puzzle, what you've devised here.
What do you have guarding your farm?
I mean, unfortunately, farmer with gun is a 1, right? Like, I feel like that's a trope. They always got that double barrel shotgun.
But, no. It's above the fireplace, because that is tight.
Okay.
What about steers and bulls?
What are they doing for me? What do those do?
I don't know what they're for.
I just think for maintenance. Same thing as a rooster, dude. guess what? No boys allowed on my farm. I don't need any horny ass bulls. I don't need any fucking roosters. It's ladies' night at my farm every night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro, that seems like you're asking for trouble. Every animal on your farm is in heat at the same time.
Yeah, but there, but it doesn't matter.
It'd be like the plot of a horror movie. You gotta get some boys on the farm.
Me, I'm the boy.
The mallards, dude. This is what the mallards are for.
No, dude, I don't need any boy mallards with their little corkscrew wieners. You know about that? They got a wiener like a friggin'.
Thought that was cat.
Nah, dog, that's mallard.
That's cat and duck. Oh no. No, I'm thinking cats have barbed penises. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Ladies' night, bro.
Welcome to the farm.
It's hell on earth. Check out these dicks. So
for workforce, the upgraded sprinkler.
I think, yeah, the adamantium shovel. No, a mule, I think, is a two, right?
Feels a three, bro. I love them. Okay. They're so cute and fuzzy. I love a burro.
Tried and true. Mule.
Horses, dude. Ugh, you know they're not on my farm.
I know. It's
But, like, hold on. Just go with me for a sec. It is powerful to be on a...
I'm saying.
Not that I would love to approach and get on one. I have, believe it or not, out there. I've ridden horses. Not well. But it's powerful to be on a horse. I show up, those fucking Komodo dragons are there, and then out from the mist, I come out on my fucking steed, dressed exactly as I am right now. Whew.
Okay. So animals, I will concede a horse is a two for that reason. However, can't we do better? I mean, horse is so played out. Brother, get me a camel. I will ride a camel up to the front, and you won't know what to do.
Sure.
Get me a giraffe, brother.
Are we going with animals that you actually can ride? Or are we going
Well, I know you're going to say dragon again. I need you to, like...
Not going to say dragon, but, like... I don't know. Maybe we got a sandworm pit.
No.
Think about it.
Got fucking Dune on the brain.
Shy halloo, dude. Then what about, like, what do people ride? A polo bear? Hello?
A bear is sick. A bear is obviously a three.
Oh, dude. You know what else I got? Shark tank. Stingray tank. Jellyfish tank.
They don't belong there, dude. That's you can't.
It's under the floor. So when people come in and they're going to, I say, come talk to me. And they say, we're not happy about the Komodo dragon. I say, come a little closer. And they step onto the spot, and I go, cha-ching, right into the jellyfish tank.
So, first of all, this is directly a Dr. Evil fantasy you've got going.
Except with jellyfish.
It feels like any time we're trying to design something, your priority is to make traps. And I just gotta know.
I mean, yes, dude.
Hotel, you talked about traps.
What traps did I talk about in hotel?
I don't know, man. I feel you were it was like a Home Alone type thing.
Nice.
I feel like you were talking about...
You just gotta have traps, dude. What's your problem with traps?
It's just like, why do I need traps if I'm in a farmhouse?
Because of intruders.
And I already have guard dragons.
So you're riding a camel. That's tight.
Or a giraffe. If a giraffe could swing me, I would do a giraffe.
I think there are things on their heads that are called ossicones.
That's cool, dude.
Do you think I got that right?
The little Shrek ears they got?
Fucking nailed it, dude. Ossicones.
That's so cool, dude. That's new segment, Cool Animal Facts with Wabu.
Yeah. Blair, get at us. Was I right or was I right?
I mean, you Googled it, so you already know it's right, you know?
Blair, who texted me on my birthday.
Wow.
Just my birthday.
Yeah, for sure she also texted me. Did you text her on her birthday?
Nope.
Piece of shit.
You got more buildings for me? What about a big windmill?
Windmill seems like a one, dude. It's like, I don't...
You could ride it up to the top.
Thinking about Zelda again, bro.
I always am.
What about a well, dude?
Ooh, yes.
But it's like...
Love a well.
Do you think it's scary in there? It must be, right? And like the Ringu girl is crawling out of there? I don't know, man. Well feels kind of like Cordfield. Like you're asking for it a little bit.
It's a very pretty good. I do want to... I want to push someone in it.
Oh, I got a one structure for you, dude. A lot of times, I feel like a farm... They don't have sewage, so they have to have a septic tank. That is a one.
No, my farm is on the same plumbing system that a regular house is. It's all good. It's all gravy. That's what sucks. Like when you do like a like a weekend away and you rent a big farmhouse with people or whatever, and then you're like, surprise!
Don't flush any toilet paper.
If I'm eating my delicious farm-to-table dinners, I need a proper working system.
Oh my god, imagine an outhouse, brother. Outhouse, obviously, fucking one.
Hate it.
Did they, in the olden times, did you think that, like, you were just pooping into a hole in the ground in an outhouse, right? That was it?
Yeah.
So just, like, it never went away? You just pooped on pooped on pooped until it was at the, like, top, and then you, what, blew it up?
I think you just moved the outhouse.
What happens to the poop?
Fertilizes the ground.
Oh, God.
What about, do you have, like, a locked building?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do you got like a, what's the shed in the back? What's that?
Like a little secret shed. A secret shed. A secret shed is probably a three. Yeah.
Secrets are always very
quiet. Are there tools in there? Am I the Jeepers Creepers? Have I been the Jeepers Creepers all along?
Yep.
Demerit Jeepers Creepers, obviously, that's not who I want on my farm unless it's me. And even then, I think.
Much like the plumbing situation, I need standard home electricity. I need air. I need central air, please. I'm on a farm. I will not be uncomfortable in my home. I'll be uncomfortable outside of my home, but when I go inside, that's my special place. And
yeah,
I want a big ass backyard with a table out there that overlooks a lot of my farm for like when I have my normal dinners.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, to me, it just sounds like you're designing a big house.
But it's by the vineyard, you see.
I mean, I do. Yeah.
And a minecart. Like a above, like an above ground cart and track system that takes me to each part of the farm.
You want a monorail. Like you're at this point, you're designing a theme park.
Yeah, dude. Wabu's Farmland.
Nightmare of a theme park. You immediately get tetanus as soon as you come in.
You're welcome.
What about like a little, dude, I feel like sometimes people will get a farm and they'll buy it or it's like been in the family for a while and then they find a little hidden, like, ooh, what is this, like, little cave? A little outcropping in a cave I've never seen before?
Oh, cave is a no. No fucking way.
Oh, I kind of like a two that for a cave, so dude.
That's scary, dude. Where's a cave go?
What about treasure in there? What if it got treasure?
So we have our farm, and then we find a cave on the property.
And it got treasure.
I like treasure.
Mm-hmm. You see? I feel like the movie is you go down there, and you're like, oh, what the heck's in this cave? This is kind of spooky, and then what's this? A big vein of gold or something in the rock.
Oh, I would like to find an artifact in the ground when I'm doing my digging.
Thank
I'm,
you.
I'm
when you're
tilling
in your
up
cave,
the soil for to plant my carrots, and then it's oh, what's this? An old Spanish Civil War doubloon. Yep.
What about, dude? Sometimes you buy a farm and they find some oil in them damn hills, and then you gotta. They offer you, they lowball you, the bank lowballs you for your land because they know that's oil and you know what it's really worth.
I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal
with
that.
Too much drama.
Yeah, I don't want any drama on my farm, dude. The suits, if someone steps foot on my farm looking like one of those suits on Wall Street, swear to God, dude. That's why I keep that gun up above the fireplace. And that's why I got
attack giraffe.
Crab and Goyle ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget the jellyfish pit.
My jellyfish pit. Got a Charizard back there.
I'm putting oil at two because, like, I would. If you told me right now, like.
Of course, I'll take the drama
piece
to
of
strike.
Land
yeah,
the,
of course.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
Bank wants to give you $400,000, like, a low buy.
You got something else to say about farm? What about workforce?
Well, let's,
nothing in there.
I know. Well, that's because you wanted to say freaking servants earlier, and I felt like I needed to put it somewhere. Oh, yeah, I got something for workforce that I think is a two. One of them planes, dude. One of those crop dusting planes.
Oh, yeah, that's
because cool. It's kind of cool, but like it seems danger, right? Like
I don't personally need it. I'm gonna fly from one end of my farm to the other.
Now that being said, do I want an airplane hangar on my farm? Yes, I do. I would like an airplane hangar.
Yeah, sure.
Big cool barn. You know, it's just barn upgraded.
What kind of amenities you got? You barely even talked about what kind of traps you've got.
Well, because I didn't think that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
I want a rivalry with another farm.
I love that.
Farm across the way.
And, like, are you making, like, the same, like, they're like, we got the dankest strawberries, and you're like, I got the dankest strawberries?
Or it's like, I got the dankest strawberries, and I'm like, hey, fuckhead, we got peaches over here. What are you doing? Strawbeppies, like, I give a fuck. I got stone fruits coming out of my ass. Like, take your strawberries.
Why are you a rivalry if you're selling different stuff?
Because I fucking hate that guy, dude. He's a prick. He's got this fucking huge sign, cast a shadow over my house, and it's just like, best strawbebbies in all of the land. It's like, what do you mean, all the land? Are you fucking like, this guy runs a that goddamn guy fiefdom?
Yeah, I hate that guy, obviously.
Oh my god, Daryl, dude. It's crazy. Strawberry Daryl, they call him.
Strawberry Daryl.
Strawberry Daryl is obviously a demerit.
Yeah, that's not it.
Wait, Daryl Strawberry is a fucking baseball player. I was like, man, this sounds familiar. There's
yeah, I was
no
about
way.
To say, I think I've heard that dude before.
Oh, man. I wish I did that on purpose, but I sure didn't.
Strawberry Daryl, dude.
So, yeah, I do need a rivalry for sure.
I need sick irrigation. I need sick fences, obviously. We talked about fences.
Fences, bro. So boring. Why are farm people obsessed with fences? They're always mending a fence, putting up a fence.
Yeah, it's something to
What's
do.
What's the deal?
Pass the time. Oh, treehouse. I want a treehouse, dude.
I'll give you a 3 on a treehouse. It's pretty good. Because I do want, like, a big old fucking oak tree or some shit.
Fuck yeah.
In front of my house,
right? For the little children to play in. And for me to play in. What about... So you know how when you have a really tall structure, you have a dumbwaiter that goes up and down? But if you have a long farmhouse, is there a sideways dumbwaiter that goes across the whole house?
It feels like you're trying to wedge in fucking rail cart again, like minecart, and I don't want that.
All right, the guy doesn't want like rail cart. What's on the roof of your farmhouse then? Tennis court?
Roof? Why don't you say like a roof? The roof has fucking shingles on it. What do you mean, what does the roof have on it?
I don't know, maybe there's something on the roof.
Oh my god, no, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to live next door to a town and then get up in everyone's fucking business all the time, dude.
Wait, I don't hate that. You don't like that?
You
don't
want to
get
like
up
a lot of people just like right next to your farm all the time?
I don't mind it. I tell you what I don't like is all the little chores. Could you bring me 3 turnips? Oh no. My god, dude.
Bar
turnips.
And walking distance is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually if you're on a farm, you probably don't have anything in walking distance, but if you've got a tavern...
I think town nearby is pretty, very pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have somewhere to sell your goods. You got to have some people to talk to. But at the end of the day, I got this farm so I could be the fuck away from pizza. From
Correct.
People.
From pizza?
That too.
Oh, we got to... Dude, pizza oven out back. Hell yeah.
Sure, pizza oven out back.
You're growing the wheat. You're making the cheese. You're growing the tomatoes for the sauce.
Oh, workforce, dude? I need a dusty old pickup truck, don't I?
Course in a Bud Light and the blue jeans.
Jesus Christ.
Just doing cowboy.
I am going to put that as a 2 because it feels like I'm going to have my damn head under that hood all friggin' day.
Oh,
all friggin' night.
I don't want to do... So boring, dude. Work on the car? No, I'm trying to work on my farm.
Oh my god, dude. Workforce? How about this for a 1? Me. I don't want to do
no,
it.
No, no, no. Yeah. Jabu is no good on the farm, guys. That's not where we thrive.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't know how to grow any of this. That's what you're for.
Oh, dude, fucking sick greenhouse.
Oh, yeah, greenhouse is danky for sure, greenhouse.
We got misters on the porch, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like a screen to pull down so we could watch movies out there.
What about a dairy farm, dude? What do you think about that? It's got to be a 2 or a 1 to me.
What's the deal with a dairy farm? It's just cows getting milked all day long?
Yeah, probably goats too. Or sheep.
Does it smell bad? Or I mean, it's kind of nice to not kill them.
Yeah, but probably smells pretty shitty, right? Because it's just a bunch of livestock.
I mean, look, I don't want to do the milking, obviously. You ever milked a thing?
No chance. And you would never catch me milking a damn
Same.
Thing, dude.
Same. No way.
Joking, dude. That's crazy.
If someone else is doing the milk, we get that fucking unpasteurized milk that everyone's so nuts about.
Oh my god, dude. My fucking wife is crazy about that. Sick, dude. She loves it.
What's the deal with that? Why is it illegal sometimes? Isn't it like illegal sometimes?
Because it's illegal most places, and it's illegal for a fucking reason. It's gross.
Why does she... Well, who... People love it. What's the deal?
I don't know, dude. I don't know why they like it. I think... She says it tastes better. I think that she likes it because
it's the forbidden fruit.
She can't have it. You know what I mean? If you told a kid like, "Hey, this is broccoli. It's really bad for you."
But there's super broccoli, and you're not allowed to have it.
You can't. Yeah, you can't have the super broccoli. It's crazy. It's nuts. Bad for you. And they'd be like, "Oh, please!"
I'm trying to get in on the unpasteurized broccoli game.
GMOs or whatever. I guess that's part of your workforce. That one seems bad, huh? Like, you have to have all the chemicals, the pesticides and the GMOs and whatnot, but...
But, like, my farm is just for my consumption. Who says I'm sharing it with
the world? What are you eating an entire farm's worth of stuff? Like, what are you talking about? That's not a farm. That's like a house with a garden.
We ship it off somewhere. But to local restaurants. We don't need... No preservatives, dude.
So are we saying then that the chemicals are a one, obviously?
I mean, not for my personal farm produce purposes. I don't need them.
I have a structure, dude. The box in Stardew where you just put all your stuff and then it's sold. You know, somebody else comes and does that.
That's fucking... And then you get paid, like, pretty much instantly. I would love if one day in my pumpkin patch, I were to awaken and find that one of my pumpkins is fucking so big.
Oh my god, dude. What a bonus point of fucking prize-winning produce. You know what I mean?
Hell,
like,
yeah.
County fair's biggest pump.
You know, I love that shit.
I want one crop that I'm pumping with more. I want all of my GMOs for the entire farm to go into one individual item.
Okay, sure. What are you changing it every year?
Why not? This year, yeah, one of my apple trees is going to have like 7,000% the normal amount of GMOs.
Like James and the Giant peach-sized apples. Well,
exactly,
I guess those
right.
were normal. No, that was giant, wasn't it? Right there in the title.
Yeah, it was a giant right in the middle. Yeah, right in the title there. I want to grow an apple that you could fucking drive around in like a Richard Scarry car. I want to drive a freaking pumpkin that I could live in until it starts to rot away. Give me a watermelon that I could cut in half and then turn into two boats.
Yeah, to take all the stuff that you grow that's so big and then turn it into accessories that you use around the farm. So, like, your big apple became your car. And then the big old pumpkin is the treehouse now.
Uh-huh. And all of it's just fully rotting. So gross.
I don't know what else to say about farm, dude.
I think we farmed enough. Oh, dude, I have one more for consumables, dude. Content farmers, like people that just like farm for clicks. That one's out, obviously. It's a one.
Yeah, boo.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
Okay, just it's a internet thing. It sucks.
I don't know much about the internet, it turns out.
Yeah. Oh, fucking what's your little farmer name, dude? Pokey Wabu. What are you calling yourself?
Pokey.
Well, just because you're like, you know, I don't know,
just like fucking Farmer John Wabu, dude. That's
oh my
sick.
God. That sucks, dude.
What about... Does tremors happen on a farm? No, it happens in the desert town of Patience, Nevada. So never mind.
Yeah, so that's no.
So no tremors, though, just to be clear. I do not want tremors.
Of course. Although you did literally advocate for sandworms earlier, and tremors are fucking sandworms.
They're basically
so.
Sandworms, but I want, like, a controlled environment for my sandworm pit.
So you can control a sandworm in a pit, but tremors are uncontrollable even in your wildest fantasies? That's what I'm to understand
yeah,
about
tremors
this?
Tremors are nasty, dude. I don't like those things.
Oh, my God. Dude. You're nasty. You still... That's horrible.
Are you going to get the popcorn tub? You know about the... Of course you know about the popcorn tub. You going to get that when you see it?
No. No chance.
Ugh. I'm
it's
so
like,
mad
it's
I didn't
like,
see it. I didn't even see it. I was going to fill it with fucking Sour Patch Kids.
It doesn't even function correctly. Like, people are showing, like... Your fucking hand gets stuck because of the thing, and then you pull the lid off of the...
Oh, that's even better, dude.
Anyways, your fucking farmer name sucks, dude. I think
what's
it needs
yours?
To be more... I don't know, but it needs to be more powerful. It can't be John Wabu. Like, that's so lame-o.
That sounds fucking tight.
No,
rifle
dude.
On the
you
back,
need, like...
pitchfork in the hand.
Dude, what about, like...
Reaper scythe in the fucking other hand.
Yeah, armed for the fucking zombie apocalypse for some reason. How about, like, dude, like Keith Buchanan, dude? What about that?
Sounds old. Sound old as fuck, dude.
That's right. Old, wily farmer, dude. Old, but solid, dude. Like
Keith
a brick wall.
Keith is... I don't like Keith. Thank you to California, as always. Thank you to New York, Chicago, Dallas, Philly, and the United Kingdom, and a little bit of Canada.
Ooh. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to Adam Faye for the art. Shout out to Bad Todd for the music. go follow Adam Fay on Instagram, probably, is what I would bet he would want me to say.
Yeah, Adam Fay sketch, I think.
Go. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you to go fucking listen to Bad Todd's music, dude.
Do it.
I'll say it again.
Do it.
You should do it.
Tomes. Put it in your ears.
Woven, baby. Tomes.
David's father has three sons. Snap, Crackle, and... See you next time.